All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy. Jesus family to Let's Talk Jesus here on the Now Network. We are excited to continue our constant discussion about Jesus, how he is our personal Lord and Savior. But the most important part of this broadcast is that no matter how sinful or how broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus also wants you, and Jesus is able to change your life, your situation, and everything else. It doesn't matter if it's a big, little, or a middle sin. He is ready to receive you by your ability to repent and claim him as your personal Lord and Savior. Yes, Jesus can forgive your sins. He can heal your wounds. He can change the whole direction of your life. And yes, with a righteous, healthy lifestyle, you can begin to tell other people, oh my God, about the same ability to follow him. And remember, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others. And not just people who know him, people who need him. I'll tell you as a testimony, the first time I met him, not from church, I'm a PK kid, not from the services, but when I met him as my personal Lord and Savior, he immediately gave me the opportunity to share his love with somebody else. Yes, and he'll send you, he'll elevate you, and he will direct you to help others to do the same thing. Tonight, yes, Let's Talk Jesus. Oh, I'm excited. This is the month of August, and we are leaping through this year, this season of 2017. All my covenant members and partners know that we are preparing ourselves for the crossover. It's time to get ready for the place that has been prepared for us. But how better do we do it by talking about Jesus? And tonight, this is going to really be impacting on you, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of what's not seen. Tonight, our special, I'm not even going to say special guest, our special co-host, the mighty woman of God. Some do not know her. I'm going to introduce to you and present to others that you can now get to meet the woman of God personally yourself. But I will call her the ambassador of faith walking, Apostle Lucretia Hines out of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm not in the bios. I'm going to let her share what the Lord puts on her heart to share with you tonight. But I want you to know we're talking about faith walking. The woman of God has just released a dynamic book that I've read once. I'm getting about a quarter through, but I'm getting on the plane tomorrow to take my grandkids back, and I guarantee I'm going to read the rest. So I have my second experience. But we're talking tonight about Faith Walker, by the author, by the mother, by the pastor, by the apostle, by the woman of God, Lucretia Hines. Welcome, woman of God, to Let's Talk Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Hamilton. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. We're excited that we continue, as I was sharing with you offline, is that that's really the purpose of the Now Network, is that we covenant with other like-minded believers to freely assist in whichever way we can how God has given us the opportunity. So here we are tonight. You have a movement going on right now, and I believe this is a catapult for you in what God is about to do in your ministry. Faith Walker. Wow. This is something that is need to be heard about. It needs to be teached on into a – it's such a realm that your book is touching on that we are so we're honored to share and to be able to and give other people opportunities to read and to get your book.
Well, I'm just honored. First of all, this book was, it took about 2 years to get out. And the funny part is I was working on an entirely different project with a book. This book I didn't even know was in there until I actually made a move. When I made a transition and stepped out on God's word that he spoke to me, once I made that transition, then this book began to come into life. And I'm just amazed at just how many people's lives it has impacted already. I understand now the amount of warfare. You know, Pastor, the publisher, the company that I use, the publisher was hospitalized for about 8 weeks.
What, really?
Yeah, it caused my book to go into a delay for about 2 months. Yeah. the enemy attacked her body so hard to where she was having uncontrollable seizures. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
what God?
Yeah.
Now, what's the testimony about that? Now, because I heard you say she had.
The testimony was I had to amp up the warfare, you know. I had to kind of get in that prayer closet, and, you know, they talk about war room, and I'm like, honey, with this warfare I have, I need a war house, okay? I need the war in the kitchen, the living room, the basement, the attic, the living room.
I need a basketball arena warfare.
Pretty much a stadium.
A stadium, that's right.
Room. Yeah. So, you know, I amped up that warfare. I told a lot of the leaders that I was in covenant with and a lot of friends and, you know, my apostolic leaders and things like that. I was, you know, I said, this book is going to come to pass. Oh, the devil is a liar. And we prayed, and the Lord told me, pray for her sickness. Pray for her sickness. We fasted for about 5 days. We prayed. And because the woman, the company, the owner of the company, because she was trying to do the work under a significant amount of time for me, she decided to somewhat take the project on herself and to, you know, maintain it herself with the help of one assistant, when she usually has several assistants. So she put her, you know, assistants on other jobs while her and one main assistant took care of my job. But her one main assistant couldn't do certain things without her. So, of course, this was a spirit of delay that was launched out as a form of attack on my book, you know. And now that it's in the hands of others, and when I read it from time to time, and when people give me reports, I get inboxes from those who have the book, or, you know, positive feedback and things like that, you know. And, you know, it blesses my heart. Sometimes I get tears in my eyes because it was worth the warfare. Yes, the warfare was bad. It almost killed my poor publisher. Look, I've withstood a tremendous amount of warfare with this book, financially, everything you can think of. Came with this book, you know. Came against my children, my family.
Well, you know, you said came with this book. I believe it developed that book, because I mean, I've seen some of your posts and some of the, your testimonies of being to the brink of homelessness and not knowing where to go. People you have helped have turned their back on you. Nobody's there. You're all alone. And who showed up? The faith creator,
God.
My God. Yes. See, so he was setting you up. I've been checking you out, and I've been reading, you know, a lot of your testimony posts and things. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Look what God did. Look, I just love when I be watching God set us up to really develop who we really should be in him.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. He's so amazing because, you know, first of all, I'm the last, especially from the neighborhood where I come from. Okay, I am the last for somebody to even think about being used by the Lord. Okay, you're talking about someone who, oh my goodness, was the mastermind of some evil things. You know, the party.
Wait a minute! Stop telling my testimony. Stop telling my testimony. You know, it's funny when we really start sharing. You know, it's funny when we really start sharing, we'd be like, wait a minute, that wasn't just them or us. We're all, God, we're so alike when we really get honest about how we were really deceiving on the things we did in our lives. I tell everybody from day one, when I really believed in Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, I let everybody off the hook because I was using people. All the praying mamas and grandmamas, I should have got them off the hook a long time ago by being obedient. And look how he used faith situations to make you now be a minister of faith.
Yes. It, and that's another thing, too. I would never I had no other choice but to apply faith. Why? Because, you know, they talk about, oh, your back against the wall. What if you don't even have a wall to put your back against? Let me lead up. I'm trying to be good.
That's right. Look, nothing. There's nothing to hold you at that point.
Right. Where you're looking at, you know the matrix, you got pill, the red pill, the blue pill. Which one you going to take? Both of them are bad. So you don't know, okay, should I kill myself or should I just go ahead and let somebody else kill me? Because those were choices at one time in my life that I had to make. Should I shoot myself with this 32 special or should I allow myself to be killed? Because with the type of things that I'm doing, let them tell it, I'll be dead before 16 anyway. So maybe I should do this.
Wait a minute, you sure we didn't used to hang out together because they said that wouldn't make 17.
Really? Well.
Oh, yeah, they said that boy ain't going to make 17. I was a preacher's kid. Oh, that's Reverend Hamilton's son. He ain't going to make 16,
what?
17.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Rebellious PK kid.
Wow. See,
gifted.
Now, it's funny,
running from any anointing.
Wow.
You know,
it's funny because
I know somebody's on the line tonight.
To church too.
When you said wow, they said, oh, wait a minute, the Holy Ghost is moving because I have a covenant partner that is a wower.
Oh, my goodness. So then I just came in with wow.
I know he is flipping and tripping and saying, did you give her the key word? I said, nope, that's the Holy Ghost moving. You know, I've read your book, but there is a one sentence in your book, and I would do a multiple choice just with you and say, what part of your book did you think I would find it? But I'm not going to put you through that. In the introduction, the first sentence, it says, inside of everyone, there is something that speaks. Oh, my God. See, that's part of my ministry of sharing with people, because just because you hear a voice telling you not to do right don't mean you crazy. It's a battle of the voices. Oh, in my head. Oh, you help me tonight.
Really?
Yes. Because, you know, a lot of people say you're crazy.
That's a very significant chapter.
people say you're crazy. If you say, you know what, man, I'm hearing voices, man, but how do I deal with this? And see, the world will tell you to go take some pills and to put you in an institution or to give you a rehab situation. But the body of Christ would say that, first of all, you got to be in control of your mind, because your mind will try to trick you.
Mm-hmm,
and how other than to trick you, there are other voices that say, when you say do right, it say wrong. What did Paul say? Every time I want to do right, there's something that say I want to do wrong. And we have to acknowledge that. And I love that one sentence, because people really need to acknowledge that you have a battle in your mind, not just to say I'm reading the Bible, but that I am in control of the other side that tells me to do wrong. Woo! I'm writing that down. That might be my next book. I don't even have a book, but that might be a book. In control. How did your experience lead you to be able to understand it was about the voices in your mind, other than the situations and the people in your life? I told you this was Holy Ghost driven.
No, it's all as well. I'm actually enjoying this. I'm enjoying to feel and partake in the excitement that's in your spirit as well as in the natural. So that blesses me that you're blessed. And that's why I love about this book, that I know that this book is going to bless people. I know it, because every time I read it now until this day, I get teary-eyed or I get blessed, like, whoa, what I was going through, I wrote that, Jesus, oh, Jesus. So
did I write that? Have you ever done something? Well, I can imagine you're having the experience with Faith Walker, but you know, I'll be doing some stuff and be like, where did that come from? Wait a minute, I could have did that on my own. God. Ooh, Jesus.
Uh-huh. And I look at this book, and I'm like, it's meaty, and it ain't no small. You know how people have small, it has a lot of substance in it, and it's, you know, it's not a thin book. It's a thick book, full of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and I love it. The voices I had to distinguish because I had to learn how to distinguish God's voice from every other voice. And that's very important,
Jesus.
For us to be a believer in the kingdom of God, to know that voice. That's why, you know, in the beginning, God met with Adam in the cool of the day, every day, so that that relationship through that voice can be established. You know, in order to be effective in operations of faith, because there's different ways you can operate in faith, that voice has to be identified. And I mentioned the voice in chapter 1, which is hearing, because that's a very important tool when it comes to orchestrated steps.
Yes.
You know? Or, you know,
can I do this?
You know,
can I release you to minister to us and give you an opportunity to really share? I mean, this is not a question and answer anymore. I think we really broke in the ice of how we could be like-minded. But now, as you're starting to speak now, it's like the Holy Spirit is saying, she needs to be released. So can I give you an opportunity to speak to me and our audience in a way that we could really identify with this walk, with this? You got to get this book, guys. I'm telling you. She wouldn't be on the line if I didn't already believe in her personally. But then the book has some dynamic principles on how you can change the way you walk. Oh my God! Mm-hmm. And I want to give you an opportunity to minister us tonight, that we could leave here different than we came, and we could say, "Wow, I need more. I need more." We're going to get your information at the end, your websites, all of that stuff. But let the Lord speak to you through you right now, and have your way.
Okay. All right. You know, when I was talking about that voice being able to identify with the voice, oftentimes what I find that the main tool that the enemy likes to use is the distractor, okay? He can use it through a form of delay, procrastination, calamity, something traumatic, something that will cause things to be disturbed, to where you don't focus on, you know, what you're supposed to be doing, but you start focusing on the calamity that has occurred. The importance of hearing why God embedded that in us from the beginning of time is because he wanted us to be able to identify with who he is. If we study the Old Testament and we look at how God would summon his, you know, his people, he would always speak to them. And he would always speak to them in the form of what? A voice. So therefore, the voice can be, again, identified. And I'm going to keep saying identified because it's something about a voice that helps establish identity. When we are born, when our mother has us, they, you know, mommy and daddy or whomever, they pick out a name for that child. So eventually the child grows, you know, after being grown, starts to walk and talk and starts to being, you know, being able to understand their developmental language or whatever they speak prominently in the home. Then there's a name that the child begins to hear often, all right, and I'm going somewhere. You know, there's a name that the child begins to hear constantly. Let's just say, you know, his name is Johnny, so you know, little Johnny begins to hear his, you know, a name, Johnny, 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 hey, Johnny, 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 Johnny. After a while, he comes to himself and says, okay, I'm Johnny. That's who I am. Then, once he has identified with the voice that has been spoken over him as far as who he is, then he gets familiar with the voice who named him. All right? And that's very important because when you are faith walking, when you're hearing, and when you're hearing that voice of God, it's very important that you understand the voice that's speaking to you. There are many voices. And when I teach about the three. I teach about the voice of God, the voice of yourself, also known as your flesh, and then the voice of Satan himself. All right? Now, according to Galatians 5:17, we know that, you know, the spirit is always fighting against the flesh. They're contrary to one another, according to the Apostle Paul. But at the end of the day, that main voice comes in to always separate the two, which is the word of God. The Bible tells us that the word is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing, you know, I'm just paraphrasing, bones, joints, marrow, you know. That's how sharp the word is. That's why God wants us to be to a place to be able to identify that voice. So therefore, we can understand him. We know that he is speaking. We know that he is talking. We know that he is operating. From the beginning of the time, God always spoke, because when we read Genesis chapter 1, he said, let there be. There was always something that he was performing, something that he was putting in existence. So again, with that voice speaking to you, you being in tune with what God is doing in your life, him speaking to you, the more he speaks to you, the more you listen, the more you're able to obey that voice, okay? Oftentimes we see people who suffer or go through, you know, disobedience. Why? Because they turn away from the voice and they listen to another voice. And as you said, Pastor, earlier, you know, there's many voices that come into play. There's schizophrenic spirits, all kind of things, demonic activity that likes to, you know, take place in the airways when people are trying to move closer to God. It's the enemy's job to try to distract us and try to get us to change our belief systems. When I look back over my life and I see how from when that time where I was in a bad drug deal and I almost died, and how God brought me out and put me into certain, you know, instances and certain dilemmas and orchestrated by him. Even though we may get ourselves involved in certain things, guess what? When God speaks a certain word over our life, the enemy may try to disrupt it. The enemy may try to come between it. The enemy may try to do all these things to counterblock the word of God that has been spoken upon your life. But it's something about when you identify that voice, when you come into terms with that voice, who God really is, when God knows that you know who he really is, that's when the faith walk really begins. Now, I like, Pastor, are you there? Are you over there? Are you there, Pastor? Am I here? Can everybody hear me okay? Am I still on? Uh-oh. Hello? Am I still on? I want to make sure.
No. I am right here. I had gotten to a position, was taking notes, and was in my position to receive. And there you went and said, and I said, oh, wait a minute. I had to get myself in position. But yes, this is what it's all about. It's about encouraging others to be able to understand what faith walking is about. I love that scripture, Hebrews 11:1. It says, faith is now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And then right there in the introduction, second paragraph, what's the first word? Now. And you're on the Now Network.
Yeah,
and you're on the Now Network.
So, you know, I just wanted to make sure I was there, because sometimes, you know, it gets quiet. You're like, oh. Okay.
Well, no, Pastor E will let you know if we ever went off. You would hear me going into that point. I would take over the mic at that point. But no, you, like I said, you have the freedom to allow the Lord to move. And this is a solid radio station. We do not lose connection.
Okay,
I got you.
Awesome. All right. Good. All right. So the voice of God, identifying him, is very important. That's the first step that you need in faith walking, hearing and applying it, you know, because how many times have we saw or have witnessed a person, they hear the word of God, and they still walk out the door and they do the exact same thing or either the opposite of what God has told them to do. I mean, I'm very transparent. I believe that transparency is the best ministry. So, you know, it's been plenty of times where God has, you know, told me to do something and I've turned around and I've done what I've wanted to do or, you know, I've put it to the side and things like that. And the reason why, you know, we get to that place because, again, it's such a battle. It's a battle of those voices. It's a battle of choosing, you know, what you want to hear. Uh-huh. Because God gives us free will of choice. We see that, again, with Adam and Eve. There was a free will of choice there. They made a decision that they wanted to indulge in sin. Yeah, I'm going somewhere. They made a decision, you know, to perform, you know, what they wanted to, just as we, as kingdom people, we have, you know, the right and we have the freedom of choice to make decisions. And it's how we make our decisions will, you know, that will affect how we, you know, rule and reign as far as dominion in our kingdom authority and in our times of fulfillment in God. You know, God wants us to be to a place where we are totally in sync with him, where we're synchronized with him, where we understand and know, you know, the will that he has for our life. You know, God wants us to be, you know, complete and wholeness. He doesn't want us in lack. He doesn't want us, you know, in suffering. He doesn't want us, you know, in places of constant calamity. He doesn't want us in places where we're constantly battling with the enemy when we don't have to, when all we have to do is just speak what we heard. See? And that's why the enemy wants us not to be able to hear. That's why, you know, we know he's the prince of the air. You know, he controls, you know, most of the music and things like that. You know, he gets in and he does certain things, you know. But at the end of the day, we have the ability to make the right choice by obeying God. And that's just simply by hearing the voice, responding to the voice. Now, there is a section in my book that I talk about when God speaks, he expects a response. And I'll say that again. When God speaks, he expects a response. And why does he expect it? Because he knows whom he created, and he knows whom you belong to. He knows that it doesn't matter what spell, what hex, what curse, whatever is upon your life. He knows that he's over everything, for the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and those that dwell therein. He is the author, finisher of our faith. He is, you know, the creator of all things, whether invisible, visible, dominions, realms, principalities, whatever it is. God sits high upon the throne and he looks down low. He is the Alpha and the Omega. And with that, God knows that when he speaks, everything has to obey him. The trees cry out. The Bible says the rocks cry out to him. So we have to be in a place to where we are like little satellites waiting to receive the frequency and the channel of what God is on. And we have to allow ourselves to be at a place to where we move with him by responding to what he has spoken upon our life. What do you mean by that, Mrs. Hines? Well, what I mean is, if God said you are a millionaire, that should be expectant of you. If God said you are healed, that should be expectant of you. If God says you are complete, if God says your ministry has taken off, you are successful in the kingdom, means you ought to expect. Why? Because there's an expectation in response to his voice. Movement occurs when his voice speaks. I want us to understand something. Watch this. God's voice is prophetic. Why? Because it initiates movement. When they started to announce the birth of Jesus in the earth, they started to proclaim that Jesus will come. Jesus is the Messiah. The Son of Man shall come. He shall appear. He shall be the Savior of the world. He was proclaimed. He was spoken of. He was declared. There was a voice. God declared something in the earth. And as I say it to you on tonight, God is declaring his voice to you, Faith Walker. He's declaring his voice. There's a clarion call that has been released for those, hallelujah, who are sons of God to come into signs of fulfillment, which is now. Now faith is the evidence. What is the evidence? That is the evidence of you walking out on your hearing, being able to clearly identify the verse, the voice of God. Now, it's funny because I want to say this. This just hit my spirit. You know, some say, I've noticed that when I do walk out on the command of God or on the voice of God, things begin to change. Absolutely. They must change in order for the word that was spoken to pertain life. They must change so that it can get into a place that the word is able to perform. That's right. The word performs. God says it. You hear it. You respond to the voice. And then guess what? It performs. A performance occurs. Angels begin to go before you and make your crooked ways straight. Your steps, the Bible says, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. What do they mean, a righteous man? Well, we study Abraham. The Bible tells us that God saw Abraham as a righteous man of God. Why did God see Abraham as a righteous man of God? He saw Abraham as a righteous man of God because of his faith. Many of us are thinking righteous means, it means to be holy and present yourself as a living. Yes, that's a part of it. But presenting yourself as a living sacrifice is applying your faith. Presenting yourself to the will of God is applying your faith, applying what he has spoken over your life. Is it easy? Absolutely not. Each test gets harder and harder and harder. But guess what? Each test is designed for you to get closer to God and to hear in a greater and better way in God. Now, instead of you turning on the channel to tune in to God, you are the channel, hallelujah, that gets God. Oh, y'all ain't hear what I say then. Instead of you tuning in to the channel to seek God, you become the channel. Amen. You become the channel, and God begins to feed you. God begins to supply you. God begins to take you up into the promises of what he has over your life. You know, it's very, this day that we're living in some perilous times. Well, you have all kinds of voices coming around. You got all kinds of things coming around misrepresenting the kingdom of God. But now we have gotten to a season where God is raising up his people to be able to identify his voice on their own. They won't need to go to the prophets. They won't need to go to the bishops. They won't need to go to the apostles. They won't need to do that. Because guess what? It's our job as fivefold ministry anyway to turn the people's hearts back to the Father anyway. Not to us, not to idolize ourselves, but to turn the people's hearts back to the Father. After all, we're talking about Jesus, right? Everything that Jesus did, he turned the people's hearts back to glorify God. And that's what this book, Faith Walker, is all about. It's reestablishing the foundation of relationship with God to redirect the people of God back to the heart of God. That's just what's in my spirit a little bit to say. That was about it. That's all. If anybody has questions or anything, please, I'm in.
Well, I'm... Like I said, you catch me. You know, well, you got a fire in you, and all of a sudden you'll sit it right there. And I'm saying, wait a minute, I got to throw my paper down and get my pen ready, and unmute myself. But oh my God, if you don't know what we're talking about tonight, you really need to dial one. But all of our covenant partners, we want to get this book in your hand, Faith Walker by Prophetess. Pastor, you now you are the founder of the Faith Center. Is that what the Grace Center in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, this church is the Grace Center. This church was founded upon the grace extended upon my life. It's really a multi-purpose center, more than just a church. The vision of that particular rehabilitation center is to help the community, primarily the city of Decatur, because it's a lot of poverty. It's a poverty-stricken area, especially the south side of Decatur, where people are challenged in education, economics, the geographical location. Certain areas have been, condemned. And as far as, like, the demographics, you know, with the people and things like that, on this side, you know, of Decatur, there's, you know, poor below poverty level, and then you have on the north side, you have, you know, the upscale or the middle upperclassmen, you know, on that side. So, you know, there's some segregation there, and the Grace Center's purpose is to break the bridge, to break that bridge that was built and to rebuild a bridge, you know, based upon truth, holiness, and love and the kingdom of God by uniting kingdom, you know, and church, you know, in the community to, you know, make a better life for the people who need a better life. You know, sometimes they want to do better, but they just don't have the choice. They don't have it there. They don't have the resource. And that's a part of the vision of the Grace Center. God extended my grace when I was out there selling drugs, when I was out there pimping women, when I was out there doing what I was doing. God extended his grace upon my life to, you know, be a part of his kingdom. And
yes,
if he can do it for me, he could do it for anybody. So
anybody.
That's the whole vision. Anybody,
see, that's another confirmation.
Anybody.
That's another confirmation, because some people think once we get saved, it's only for us. For God so loved the world, that means he's available to all. But you got to believe to have access. Then you can have the same life I can have. And that's the only difference people don't preach, is that just because you're not doing right, he didn't count you out. He's still, God is not slack to his promises. And us as,
yes,
true ministers to really share the love of God needs to tell everybody he's still available for you right now. This is dynamic. You got to get this book. I'm telling you, if I read a book twice, you better get it. And I'm about to finish that one on the airplane and go three times, because I know there's
wow.
a message for me in there.
Wow.
And it goes
Have
to that.
Have you gotten to
it
the
goes,
last chapter yet? Have you gotten to that last chapter?
Well, I've read the last chapter of your testimony.
That's right. Yeah.
Remember, I told
one
you earlier, I said, I read your testimony. I seen, ooh.
One of them.
Now, my favorite chapter is 4, the Abrahamic covenant.
Oh, yeah.
Covenant is important to me. Very, 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 very important to me, and how I relate to God first and then to others. See, I don't just be homies and kick it or say I'm down because
yes.
of attractions.
Yes.
I'm learning, because the flesh will lead you directly to the flesh, but covenant will make you accountable to God.
Yes. Right.
And when you start talking about the Abrahamic, oh my God, covenant, I said, see, the girl gonna get you in line and tell you, you know what, you better have some structure. Not
right.
in how you relate with other people, but how you covenant with God. Mm.
Right. Right, right. Right. That's okay. People ask me what's your favorite chapter. That's one of them. And of course, Testimony 810 is another one. And then I like chapter 3, Timing and Season.
I like
too,
chapter 3 too, Timing, because
yeah.
I'm about that time.
Yeah.
You better be on time
yeah.
or I'm gone.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
better know your season. Don't wait for me to tell me your season. You better claim your own season.
Right. Right. People have to understand too, just because, I mean, okay, you know, I there's so many analogies you can use. Okay, I'm single right now, but, you know, I know there's a husband in the midst somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's not the right time. But it's in the season. I'm single. This season of singleness. You know what I'm saying? So people just got to be aware of really what's going on. You know what I mean? You have to look and say, well, wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. But because time and the season work together, and I talk about that they have to work together in order for fulfillment to occur. One can't be against the other. It has
that's right.
to be perfect, you know? And that's how you achieve the perfect will of God.
Come
he
on
knows
now.
Better than we do, you know?
And that's what helps me. And don't you know, I'm single. And I know for me to go to a certain level in ministry, I will find
yes.
a wife. And the Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. My grandson is sitting there. You know, I have my grandkids with me for the summer. And this is he's my co-host. And he's been there with me now. And now, and look, and now I'm talking about a situation. Go ahead. Well, what? No, be quiet. Be quiet. And now I'm talking about this subject. And he's sitting there like, G-Paul, what? Well, you know what? What? You want to say something? You want to say something? Come on. You can say something. Just say hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
How you doing?
I'm 8 years old.
Right. You're 8.
I'll be 9 September 4th.
September 4th, I'll be 9.
Oh, birthday coming.
I got two. I grew 2 sizes since I've been here.
I grew 2 sizes since I've been here. Got to tell her what's tomorrow?
You can tell her what's tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow we're leaving.
Oh,
leaving California.
Okay.
We're leaving California, going back home.
To where?
Texas.
What part of Texas?
Oh, you got to
go Dallas.
Yes.
He sounds excited.
He is. He loves the mic also. But what's so dynamic is
wow.
that he's been hanging with me for every broadcast. He's my co-host. He knows he knows our intro. He knows our outro. And he's learning
that's
principles
awesome.
About faith walking tonight. And I know he may not be able to express it right now, but you know, the words we speak into our young people is so dynamic because they obtain knowledge like that we never know because we don't speak it. Yes. So, God bless you, Zion, for being here with. And yes, I'm taking them home. I went and got them 77 days ago.
Today's
78 today.
Yeah.
And tomorrow will be 79. They've been with me 79 days. I drove to Dallas, picked them up because Zion wasn't ready to fly. So I went and drove them back and showed them experience of
granddaddy.
Having to stop every hour to the restroom. I couldn't pay him to drive back. So now we're flying back tomorrow and going and taking them back to their to my daughter so they could continue school on the 21st in Dallas, Texas. So it's been a great summer and we're faith walking.
Right.
Yes,
right,
we are. We're
right.
faith walking. How can our listeners get the book? I know I've shared it, but how can they get the book? How can they stay connected to you? Any information that you have for our listeners before we open the lines, please share.
Well, first things first, grandparenthood is wonderful. I have a granddaughter, so I know what you. It's wonderful. I just wanted to say that. And I see how you're enjoying.
Get that plug. Help me out. Yes, Jesus loves me.
I love my grandbaby so much. She's in Florida, so I'll be seeing her soon.
Okay.
Yeah, but we spoil them and then we take them back to their parents. So. Yeah.
See, you about to start a sermon on me, Apostle, and taking them back to mama. It's been a long summer. Jesus.
Great. Look, we put our work in, right? Yeah.
Oh, I love my G kid.
I'm not getting
her
till the winter. I'm not getting her till the winter. Yeah. Yeah, it's the best feeling in the world. So, anywho, the book you can get from me. Now, those who want a signature copy, you can order that directly from me. I'll put up my link. Well, or you can go to LD Global Ministries through PayPal. The book is $20. That includes the shipping and the handling. You get it in 7 to 10 business days. So that's if you want a personal, inspired message book for yourself, or you can go to Amazon.com. You can get it. It's $14.99. You can go to BarnesandNobles.com. You can go and get that as well for $14.99. Also coming up in January, it will be on ebook and also audiobook. So just stay tuned for that.
Oh, that's the way to go there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Look, that's obeying the voice. The Lord said ebook. I said, okay, God, let's go. now
for those of you out there, I have to say this, and this is nationwide. We talk about telling people to go to Amazon and to do a electronic transaction. That is something that's lacking in the body of Christ. We need more workshops.
Yeah.
We're looking for churches in Los Angeles. In Houston, in Atlanta, anywhere we can go and help somebody, that's something we really want to push. I was talking to a covenant partner of mine today, and we're on fire in the spirit, and I'm saying, and then she looked at me like, huh? We must help each other to get on board because the world is advanced, and we are lacking. But to get her book, all you have to do is go to PayPal. When you click that link, you put your credit card information in there. You put your expiration date in there. When you push click, there's nothing different that's going to happen than you going to any other place. Do not be scared to go electronic. That is the way of this future. Normally, wait about 4 more years, you won't have cash in your pocket. Do not let little things like that stop you from supporting us. When we say we need socks for the kids in the ghetto, and you want to help us because you don't know how to do it electronically, you don't call me freely. I will tell you how to do it, and you can send it to me, and I'll do it for you. However, we got to do to continue to support one another, and that's why we are covenant here on the network. I had to put that in there because I was overwhelmed, like, wait a minute, you can't do, you don't have a credit card? No, I have no idea of what you're saying.
No, I have another option, Pastor. I have another option.
Help them. Come on, help us tonight.
Yes. I have another option for baby boomers and all of those out there who don't use modern technology and things to that extent. I have a P.O. box specifically and specially for you. You can mail your money order only to the Crucial Hines, P.O. Box 2603, McDonough, Georgia. That's M-C, capital D-O-N-O-U-G-H, G-A, 30253. Again, P.O. Box 2603, McDonough, Georgia. That's M-C, capital D-O-N-O-U-G-H, 30253. Make your checks payable to AFDC. Again, well, your money orders, rather, to AFDC, all right? That's the P.O. box. And, you know, we'll put it up at the end. Pretty sure Pastor Ia get it going for me and things like that.
Yes,
and I can also
we will.
Get it going.
And if,
yeah, so
if
I have
you still
that,
use
I have
the option
as well
to mail a money order, please still give me a call. I could teach you in 5 minutes how to make electronic transaction. And you'd be like, is that easy? Yes, I'll do it for free.
Yes.
Anyone out there don't know how to use your smartphone, call me. Anybody out there, when I'm asking you guys to rate my page, you're like, I want to do it, but no. Don't feel like you're inadequate just because you don't know the knowledge. Just ask the question. I got to bring my grandson in here on this one. What happens when you ask the question?
You get an answer and you can make a decision.
Oh, my God. See, all you have to do is ask the question. And you don't have to make choices anymore. Come on. Revelate.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You've been teaching that man. Amen. Go ahead. You better go ahead.
I told his mom, I said, now don't get mad at me because he's saying now. We can do it. We can do it.
Now.
Uh-oh. You're going to be getting some phone calls. What are you doing to my son?
No. My daughter, I'm. You know what? Here's another testimony. I am really impressed because these kids were already mannerable. They were really like, I mean, I didn't have to do a lot of work other than the structural things to say consciousness and this is why we do this. But I think the two of us together, oh my God, he already say he going to make A's, so I ain't going to put him on spotlight. But it really takes time for us men out there. Here's another little freebie. Even though you weren't able to take care of your children, go back and take care of your grandchildren. Like you would have took care of your children. Even though the mama, you had a little mama, baby mama drama, daddy mama, all that drama coming on. Go take care of the grandkids and show what because I always said, if she wouldn't have did this, I would have did that. If she would, you know what God said, okay, then show me through the grandkids. So now I got to do more because it's grandkids, not just children. Anyway, that's a whole other ministry. But for our brothers out there, don't not let go. Just because you weren't able to do it for whatever reason, don't give up. You got a grandchild, get in their life, sow a seed in their life, and show them that they can do. They can be what you wanted your daughter or your son to be. Don't stop the cycle. Oh, I like you.
That's good. You better talk to him, man of God.
Hey!
Tell him. I like that. Don't stop the chain. Glory to God.
Don't stop the chain. I mean, because men get discouraged and they say, well, I wasn't able to raise my daughter. She got a son and a daughter that don't have a daddy. Go raise him.
Amen.
Go help her.
Amen.
And go sow in her life in another way to say, I just want to give freely. You don't owe me nothing, but can I give freely? We could change some things in our generation because if you look at our world, if we're not sowing seeds in the children that are 8 and 7 and 6 and years old, guess what? The same thing that happened in Virginia is going to happen in California. We think we safe because it's cool. No, it'll happen out here too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Now, see, I'm not even looking to see at the lines. I want to open the lines. Please get involved in this conversation with Apostle Lucretia Hines. You need her book. We want you to get her book. As a matter of fact, we'll sponsor two people. You dial one right now. The Now Network will sponsor two books to you right now. One single person, but to two individual persons. To the first two people that dial one, I already know who's going to be first. Minister, wait a minute, hold on. Apostle Barbara, you just beat out Minister Terry. Apostle Barbara Williams out of Dallas, Texas. You are our first recipient for Faith Walker that we are not just a regular, but a signed, sealed, and delivered copy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. God, amen. So you're going to throw me on the bus and make me talk. I got a noisy background, so you guys forgive me.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. They may hear something that will help them.
Yes. I love the part about when y'all talked about the voices. Oh, my God. Praise God. That really got on me, you know, that word. When Pastor E was talking about, when you mentioned about those voices in that book, I mean, many times when Lord has called you to do a work, and when you isolate and you pray, you fast, and you stay in his presence, I know, like, recently one of the voices came and touched me, and the spirit, and I don't know what happened. I just went off in the tongues. I started speaking in tongues because I didn't know who it was and what it was. And I was like, oh, my God, what in the world would I have tapped into? So I was like, I don't know. It just went away because I just started rebuking. I don't know what to do. And I had never just actually just wake up in my sleep and just start talking to this thing. And I don't know if it was good or bad. I just started lining it up. I said, whoever you are and whatever you're doing, I refuse to accept what you just did. And I went back to sleep. So I just praise God because, you know, there are a lot of voices out there. And we as apostles, we go through more than a lot of people because of the grace. It's not given to the swift, but it's to the one that endures to the end. And when we go through the going through and you know, you go through many trials, I don't always share a lot of the things I've gone through because I've lost two husbands and children. And so God has me zone that he wants me all to himself. Before he said, this is a set time, now it's time for you to go out. It's time for you to get out. Get out your shell. Get out of that cocoon. It's time for you to fly now. I've had you land, what was that scripture like in Ezekiel, maybe the fourth chapter, talking about you laid on the left side and then I wouldn't get up and do anything until God healed my body completely because I was in two head-on collisions and I've been in four wrecks. But never Jesus. To say I'm still alive. But I told God, until you heal and bless me, I can't move. So God had me in a season and a timing to be still and know that I'm God because I didn't think I would ever be able to walk again. And God turned around and said, yes, you're going to walk and you're going to walk in my presence and you're going to do things and I am the one that's going to release you. So when I did do that, I was so amazed how
When you stand and walk in whose presence?
When I stand in the Lord's presence.
I muted myself, but when you said that, somebody needed to stand and walk in his presence. My God.
And he said, you move in my presence. You stand with me. I reign with you. I talk to you. You talk to me. Man is not going to condition you to say that if you qualify to do this or that. He said, now will you listen to me? And so like I was saying about the book of Ezekiel, he laid on the left side for so many days, 390 days. Then he had to do the right side for 40 days. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, how much longer? You know how we question God because we're tired. We're tired of the thing that we go through. And so when God began to show me some things about what he wanted me to do, and when I surrendered, and he said, now that you passed the test, and now that you can go forth in my presence and do what I called you to do, and he said, now I need you to cover it with a white sheet. I need you to stay on your face, and I want you to say hallelujah day and night, night and day. And I'm like, okay, Lord. You know, a lot of times we think we're there, but you're not there. There's another zone. There's another dominion. There's another frequency you got to walk in him. And so I just really, really enjoyed your testimony and the story that I did here because it's to encourage the others that this is not a how do I say it? This is not a no-win situation. Yes, thank you. And,
it's
and
for
God,
all of
let
us.
Me know, this is for everybody.
Come on,
everybody. Get some of this pie. The children get some of this pie because God said, I'm not taking a long time no more to do what I called you to do. This nation is up under attack. And until you get it right and do what I told you to do, because they're not going to listen. So we got to come out of the walls, from behind the walls, and go out there and get them. So I'm in a Corvette club, and it's called Pastor E. It's called On Time Corvette Club of Dallas, Texas.
Well, God bless. Let's do a conference. Let's do the fivefold No Limits conference with the car club in Dallas. Whenever, however, let's do that thing.
Hopefully, I might be able to see you, Pastor E, because we got to leave this week. We're leaving this week, and we're going to be in Houston. So hopefully we'll get to see you, and you'll get to see the people from all over the world. And we
Amen.
Have to pray.
Amen.
We have to do everything.
Well,
so,
we'll
God
be in H-Town the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and the 25th, and the 26th. But those are two different events. But we're launching the I Am Fivefold Conference, and that is No
okay.
Limits. And
Amen.
Anybody that – come on in. If you want to preach, come on. I'll tag team with you. I'm not scared.
Go ahead, man of God. I ain't afraid. You know,
amen,
I
amen.
For the Lord.
Apostle
amen.
Lucretia, anything you have to say to Apostle Barbara?
No, just thank you for tuning in on the show. Thank you for listening in, and I pray that the book be a blessing to you and help advance you in the kingdom where you're going.
Amen, amen, amen. Eric Cole. God bless you, woman of God. Eric Cole, 678, last 47051. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E and Apostle Lucretia Hines. Eric Cole, 678, last 47051. You're live. Amen. This is bus time. Minister Cherry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Say greetings to Apostle Lucretia.
Yes, good evening, family. Good evening, beautiful woman of God, Apostle Hines. I tell you, I have enjoyed your transparency. I have enjoyed your testimony. I have enjoyed the words you have set forth from God. I've just taken so much from it. But you opened up. You said sometimes if we don't hear that voice, we can over not hear his voice and delay of hearing his voice and procrastination and traumatic things. And you said a lot. I like that too. We got to know his voice so we won't hear the flesh's voice, our voice, and other voices, and definitely not hear Satan's voice. So I tell you, I look forward to your book, Faith Walker, because I know it's a lot of meat into it because you gave us so much tonight. God bless you, and God keep you, and God keep using you as you are doing. God bless you. And Pastor E, man of God, 79 days, I tell you.
Yeah, 79 days, that's right.
Ooh, you thought I'm under the bus with that 79 days. Glory be to God. I tell you, nothing like grandchildren. Praise God.
And I love my G kids. God bless you.
God bless you all.
Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Can we do a little faith walking? Because I know you got a word.
Oh, yes. Faith Walker.
Wait. Oh, who?
Book.
Oh, what? Oh, yes?
Faith Walker book? Is that what she says?
That's the
Faith
name
Walker?
Of the book, Faith Walker.
Yes. Yeah. Well, as I was listening at her, Sister Lucretia Hines, Apostle
Lucretia.
Lucretia, how are you
yes.
today?
Lucretia.
Tonight?
Did I say that right, woman of God, Lucretia? Amen. Apostle Lucretia Hines, are you online?
Uh-oh.
Apostle Lucretia.
Am I muted?
No, you're not muted. Now, did I say your name right, Lucretia, correct? Because
yes,
I hope I'm not saying it wrong.
No, you. I was saying I'm shocked because usually people stumble the first couple of times, but you nailed my name dead on first time.
Amen, amen. Evangelist Virginia introduced to Apostle Lucretia.
Well, good evening,
hi,
Apostle Lucretia.
How are you
how
tonight?
Are you? I'm doing
oh,
great.
I'm blessed.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, praise God. I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you, Jesus.
Got you.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I didn't catch all what you were saying tonight, but I did. Cut on to part of this, what you were talking about. The voices. The three voices.
Yeah.
And I that's what I received. When you were talking about the three voices, you said there are three voices. The first voice
uh-huh.
is a voice of God that you hear. And that voice of God, he speaks to us through still soul voice. He speaks to us in a still soul voice.
He speaks to us. And our inward man, our inner man, our intuition voice. You're going to know the voice of God when he speaks to us. Because he speaks always. He speaks in a still, soft voice. And then you say the next voice we hear is that of ourselves, our voice.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to know our voice. And then you say the third voice is the voice of Satan.
Right.
Satan have a voice that you're going to know between Satan and God. Because God's going to speak to us about the word, about our lifestyle, about our walking in him, how to live in him.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan is not going to come to you with the word.
Right.
Because he's a thief, and the Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's never going to come to us and say anything about God. Anything he'll do, he'll come to distract us, to get us off track. That's why we need to know the voice of God. And that's the part I got that was so awesome and just ministered to my spirit. And
wow.
Your book is an awesome book. That's an awesome
Amen.
Book. I didn't get it all. But when you say a faith walker, I thought about Jesus when he went up into the mountain to pray and told him the disciple was in the boat. And on his way back, he was walking on water.
Mm-hmm.
He was walking on water. And Peter, he saw him coming, but he thought he was a ghost. And that's when Jesus said, "Be not afraid. It is I." He didn't know who he was. He was Jesus. I call that a water walker.
Mm-mm-mm.
Walking on water. And when you talked about that book, walking. Faith walk. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, we walk, 5 and 7 say we walk by what? Faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
We walk by faith and not by sight. We're not walking by what we see. We're walking by what we can't see. Because what we see is only temporary. Because there's a matter of time before things change. Praise God.
Amen.
You go ahead on and start. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead on and start the next book, my sister.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get the book and
hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
God for you,
Amen.
My sister.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God get the glory.
Yes,
oh, Evangeline Virginia
hallelujah.
Is here every Friday night on the Now Network with 52 Weeks of Love, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central,
wow.
and 9 p.m. Eastern every Friday night with a, you might as well call it the Hour of Power, because that old school preaching, that old school anointing is right here on the network every Friday night, and we are blessed to have Evangeline Virginia here with us.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you, woman
of
God.
I love the evangelist. Let me say this. I love the evangelist out of all fivefold gifts. And my
Come on,
spirit, I'm serious. I love the evangelist. And, you know, they've gotten so out of place in the body of Christ. They've put in so many different hats on them. And you see a lot of proclaimed apostles that are evangelists. And you see pastors that are evangelists. And my prayer is that before this world ends, is that all fivefold ministry is restored in the kingdom of God, so that we can see the purpose of the real church coming to fruition and to play.
Yes,
the role of the evangelist is so important, and I love them. I appreciate their ministry.
Praise
it's
God.
Just amazing the work that they do. The gift of exhortation, they walk in miracles, and it's just you know. I love the evangelists. So my heart just, I love to see a real evangelist. I love their, I just love the whole, I love the whole thing of the evangelist. Hallelujah. I thank God. And I
thank
pray
God.
That they return back to their order, that they return back to their rightful grace, their position in the kingdom of God. And those who hear this broadcast who are under the sound of my voice, and that, you know, they're hearing this broadcast and they know that they are evangelists, and they've been sitting probably in the midst of, you know, religion and certain churches and things like that. I command your spirit to rise up, to the word of God that's being spoken. So therefore you can take your rightful place, and that you can go forth and proclaim the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No other name but the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The same name that every knee will bow. The same knee that all tongues will confess.
Yes,
Yes, come on, claim it.
Hallelujah
to God. I just felt I felt something. She come out.
It shook.
Woman of God, you continue. She came into the Oshiaba. And may the power continue to fall upon you yet afresh. In Jesus' name. May the power continue to fall upon you. Rabbi,
hallelujah.
And Pastor E, I pray that you own your own broadcasting network, Shiaba Sekiti, so that you can allow others to come on, and that you be paid for the service. And that you be paid for the service instead of you paying people. Shaba Siata. That God change it and rearrange it, that the people come and show it to you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You pour out, and now it's your seed to be poured into. Shabbatha. And I'm talking about
I know just what you're talking about. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You ain't got to say nothing else. I know just what you're talking about. It's all good in this spiritual hood. Oh, my God.
Oh,
you know, you guys are saying, you know, I just want to say this to some people out there tonight. You've been hearing about this voice. The voice is very distinctive, because when you learn the voice, you can't be led astray. When you know the voice, you know how to speak correctly. When you know the voice, you can really commune. But don't get it twisted. Jesus in Luke 4, that was nothing but a voice. He was not having a physical interaction with anybody. He was having a spiritual interaction with the entity that thought he could trick him, fool him, and lead him astray. But it was nothing but a voice.
Yeah.
And that's why I love to share with anyone listening. If Jesus did it, so can you when you claim him as your personal Lord and Savior. There are no limits. If Jesus did it, because he said, oh my God, read John chapter 14. I'm not going to give you the scripture. Read the whole chapter. He says you will do greater things. Don't limit yourself to say what man says you can do, what man has given you a structure to do. Look to God to find where he's going to place you that will elevate you. Because the only reason to elevate you is to elevate somebody else.
That's it. Amen. Man of
and
God.
Then elevate somebody else.
Yes.
And then
Jesus.
Come on, keep it rolling. Elevate somebody else. Don't quit. Don't get dormant.
Don't
elevate
quit.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come on.
And you know. You know what, man
it.
Of God.
Gotta pass it.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. All things new.
I heard you said something just now to the apostle Hines.
Yes.
You said hour of power, man of God, and I want to share with you. When I was on a conference line, that's what I would use, the hour of power.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
Do you know who I am?
Yes, sir.
Don't speak it. Because before you know it, I'll have it. It's going to be already in motion. And I love the power of agreement. I'm a now server. I don't wait for confirmation. I'm waiting for for confirmation. I'm not looking for somebody to tell me what to do. I'm looking for somebody to tell me what I've already heard.
Yes.
Yes, that's it, right there. Jesus, Lord, thank you, Lord.
If I speak it and you can speak it back, we in agreement.
We in agreement. Yes.
Covenant. That's
covenant. Yo, no, don't. You know, evangelist, prophetess.
People don't understand the. You know, I was talking about that to somebody today. I don't remember. I think, it was my spiritual son. I said, you know, nowadays, people do not respect covenant.
Covenant.
See? And the enemy has put a spirit of disrespect on covenant when that is how God operated since the beginning of time.
From the beginning.
Covenant.
Covenant.
Yes. Covenant. Covenant. We look at a marriage. Marriage is a sacred covenant. It's sacred. That's why in the New Testament, he pertained to his church as the bride and Jesus as the groom because of the established covenant.
Because of covenant.
It was created, right? Covenant is important. Anytime there are two consenting adults or two covenant agreements, anytime when there's two in agreement with something and it is written and it is signed in the natural,
come on now. Oh my
God.
God
takes covenant very seriously.
Serious.
You understand that. Now watch this.
We can do a conference on covenant and blow the whole nation.
Now, man, don't do that.
I ain't playing.
I'm a word person.
I got access to do it now. Come on. Do I have some other people out there that want to get involved? Let's have a covenant conference.
Last year we had a crossover conference,
which we do every year here on the Now Network. Crossover is us preparing ourselves to go over to the other side. Not the new year, but the new season.
Wow.
See, I'm preparing myself for the place that's already been prepared for me. There's a 2018 that my name is on it. I better get ready for it.
Come on. Come on.
I better claim it. So even in that covenant is, see, those are things that people here that are covenant with me. No, that's all I talk. I don't talk about membership because members will leave you.
Oh, yeah.
Covenant will stay with you for life because you don't covenant with me. You covenant with God.
God, right. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Similar. You're talking about similar spirits. I don't do membership either. I do partaker. And I get into that later.
If you are a partaker
of it, that means you belong to. Let me. You're contributing.
Well, I like it. I like to keep it in God's hands. That's the only reason I keep it in covenant because that takes me out
that
the equation.
Is awesome. Yeah.
And that puts you and God on this thing. When you tell me yes, you ain't telling me yes. You telling him yes because that's covenant.
Wow.
When I tell you yes, you know you mentioned something to me as we messaged earlier. Would you really come? I'm covenant. Because I don't covenant with you. I covenant with him. If I don't come see you and support you when you come out here, I'm disrespecting him.
Yeah.
That's what covenant is. Wow. Oh, my God. Come on. Now, I know we have extended our normal hour broadcast, and it hasn't lost one bit of anointing. If anyone out here is out here that want to get involved, dial one. We still got some time. Any of our broadcast listeners that have been dialing into our secondary number, we have petitioned and we have sent enough notices to T-Mobile that they lifted the 1 cent per minute ban on prayer calls that you can now call the number and without
you
any
talk about
charges.
The favor. Wow.
That's favor.
Yes.
Oh no! They tried to throw a flip on us. All of a sudden, we're going strong, 150 callers, and then all of a sudden, I got 75 callers saying it's going to charge me a penny. Now, for me, I'll give up the penny a minute, but everybody can't afford a penny a minute, even though it's a dollar. And I had to say to them, you know, what can I do to help the people? Because this is a service that's provided by God. We sow our seed into the network that it can be a free offering to the people of God. Then this came up. So then we went to our conference call, which we already had set up as a one-number call-in, and we did a secondary number that I link in. I go and patch them in and make, woo, Jesus. I'll only tell you the work that it takes. But to get all that to work, the people that couldn't use T-Mobile or Metro could call our secondary line and still be a part of the broadcast. But I called out to all my Covenant partners across the nation, and I said, man, I just need one message saying, how can I pay for a service that you're going to charge me to use it? And yesterday, behold, oh my God, somebody called me and say, they're not charging anymore. I had to do a shabak up in the aisle when I was about to preach at Greater Progressive yesterday that we can now offer this service free to everybody. One number.
That's wonderful.
And that's the power of God.
Wasn't there? Because I know that I have some callers that are on who are T-Mobile, and I was like, I was supposed to be giving them a T-Mobile number, and I saw it wasn't there. I said, well, okay, praise God. I guess he's doing something else.
Because of that late situation, the T-Mobile number is still open, and I had three callers that I personally linked into their number and said, you don't have to be here anymore. Call back over. And they're now on our regular line.
Awesome.
But we're still open on our secondary line in case somebody else is still confused. But I just want to give that praise report. We got another caller for you, Apostle Lucretia. Pastor Dwayne.
Okay.
This is one of my brother, my homie, my dog in the spirit. Out of Madison, Wisconsin. That's so far up north, I can't even get
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin on the line. What's up, Pastor D?
Man, Wisconsin chilling. I'm just relaxing.
Don't trip.
It's finna get cold, man. It's finna get cold, but don't worry about it, cause when the cold come, I'm gonna start touring the world with you.
Lighten
so I ain't worried about the cold.
Hey, let's do it.
I ain't too much worried about the cold. I'm gonna start touring the world. That's it. 5-4, baby. I'm ready to tour the world with you. So, yes, I was listening to her testimony, and she, like you said, she talking our message. She talked like she was hanging out with us, man. We was all kicking out at the second place.
Mm-hmm.
We was all hanging out at the same neighborhood, you know? And so that's a blessing. That's a blessing to hear how humble you are and how you let God continue to use you and stay focused. And I just want to encourage you, let him continue ordering your steps because, you know, like you say, your testimony is your testimony, but the testimony can bless other folks. And every book that you put out is your testimony. And as folks don't know what really goes behind closed doors, but you allow folks to come into your life. Why? Because Christ let people come into his life. You know, he said he's standing at the door knocking, and he said, my life is open, and that's what Christ did to us. Once he saved us, our life become open. There's nothing hidden gender inside of us. So I just want to encourage you. You know, my mind was going, and I'm kind of the stuff hitting me here, stuff hitting me there. And so I was saying to myself, well, I got to get that book. I have to get that book because, you know, that, like I say, your story can open up doors to other people's here because, you know, he said we will come by our testimony. And mm-hmm. God gave you a testimony. That manual is a testimony. It's not just it's not like a secular world book. It's a book that is for the kingdom that we can come out of darkness. We don't have to be hid anymore. You know, we have things in us that we can come out. We can be transparent. Why? Because
mm-hmm.
God, if he did it for you, he can do it for the next person. If he can do it for the next person, he can do it for the next person. So I just, man, look, I'm just encouraging that I got a chance to hear and I got a chance to get a bits and pieces and write that down. And so I'm going to have to get that book. I hear Pastor E laughing and he's like, he's lost. No, because once you get something good that you can read, it's like the Bible. When you read the Bible, you just get lost. You know, because it's never ending.
Why I'm so silly? For the power of agreement. When you read something, you're like, wait, I wrote that? Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Hold up, hold up, hold up. You all up in my memoirs. When you can read something or hear a word or be in covenant with somebody and they start speaking the same language, you be like, that's what I'm, that's where
right.
I'm at. You know, and it's like, it's like God moving so powerfully that it's not by people, it's by his spirit.
By his spirit, yeah.
By his spirit, yes, sir, yes, sir. So
yeah.
I just want to, just say that and you know, and just encourage, let you know people are listening, you know, and you know, you never know who on the other side of the line. So I just want you to say
just
thank
once,
God, you
just
know,
one.
Let God do what he got to do.
I pray it's
so
just
much.
One.
Yep.
I'm not looking for 1,000. I'm looking for one.
Just one. Yeah.
Amen.
God bless you,
Amen.
Man of God.
Thank you, man
now,
of God.
Now you,
man
ready,
of God.
You ready for you ready for you tonight, tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, man up.
Man
yes,
up. Tuesday night.
Man up. I got. I'm working on something right now. So.
Well, hey, do what you do. We'll be waiting for you tomorrow night, man. Man up here on the Now Network. God bless you, man of God.
Yes, sir. God bless both of you.
Apostle Lucretia, we want to give you an opportunity to share again your links, and we want you to pray us out here tonight. And God bless you. This has been a blessing. So much like-mindedness is going forward. I'm looking for somewhere to preach in Atlanta now, and we can make it happen. So.
Hey,
let's see what God has in store. Like I say, let's make it happen. When you really talk to me offline, you'd be like, really? Yes, let's make it happen. But we really like to connect down there. We have several ministries that we're covenant already in the Atlanta area that we want to connect with you in Alabama. We are South babies. My family originated from the South, so we Birmingham,
Ooh.
Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, Houston, New Orleans, Ville Platte, Lafayette. Oh, we have a lot of Southern connections here, and also national connections that we want to share. Faith Walker, I'm not just saying this just because she's here. You really need to get this book in your hands, and you really need to support the woman of God. Even if you say, I'm a faith walker, still support her. Because if we don't support each other, people are going to continue to outdo us, outshow us, and show us that we can't do what we really have the power to do because we don't support each other. Oh, my God. Pray us out of here and share share your information.
Well, again, you can find Faith Walker if you want a signature inspirational copy. You can get that from LD Global Ministries off of PayPal. If you want to go through Amazon.com, you can find it under Faith Walker by Lucretia Hines. For $14.99, you can also find it on BarnesandNoble.com for the same price. You can find it there also. If you do not want to use electronics, you can mail your payment, make your money order, made out to AFDC. That's actually my Florida church, Apostolic Faith and Deliverance Center. You can make the money order out to AFDC, and you can send it to P.O. Box 2603, McDonough, Georgia, 30253. That's M-C, capital D-O-N-O-U-G-H, Georgia, 30253. Again, that's Lucretia Hines, P.O. Box 2603, McDonough, Georgia, 30253. Make the money order payable to AFDC. You can find me on Facebook under Lucretia Hines. You can find my public figure page under Lucretia Hines. You can find me on my website, www.lucretiahines.com, also my ministry website, www.ldministries.international. You can also find me on Twitter, under Talk TV with Dr. Lou, and you can find me on Instagram under Dr. Hines. And that's it.
Well, bless you, woman of God. We again, thank you for joining us tonight. And all of our listeners, please continue to follow and listen and do what God has called you to do. Because guess what? You are loved. You are honored. You are appreciated in Jesus' name. But the most important thing I can tell you tonight, that you are beautifully made by God, and don't let nobody tell you different. I'm talking about them voices in your head that say you're no good, that you can't make it. Bind those things right now and let God move in your life. Let's talk Jesus. God bless you guys. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.
Hey, we love you guys.
We love you. We love you.
Thank you for using me.